Kurt Sobotka is looking for new business.
I'm Kurt Sobotka. Nice to meet you. We're a service-disabled veteran-owned small business locally here in Atlanta.
He's an Army National Guard veteran who served in Iraq, and now he runs an IT services company. He's come to the Georgia World Congress Center for a convention that links veteran-owned small businesses with larger companies and federal agencies. The goal? To win government contracts.
We could have called into those companies forever and ever and ever and never really got to the right person. And now I think we have somebody at least to leverage and say, hey, we spoke to this person, and it'll warm up at least our conversation.
As he speaks to some of the 400 businesses and agencies at the conference, he highlights his experience as a veteran.
In the military, there's no, oh, well, I'll get to it tomorrow, or, oh, well, I only was able to get half of it done. It really does bode well with us. When I speak with a buyer or I speak with a manager that uses our services, I can guarantee that it's going to get done.
Hi, I'm Laura Strange from RTI.
RTI is a large international research company that got a pitch from Sobotka. Dr. Laura Strange works in the Atlanta office.
Much of our work is government contract work, and in doing that work, there are certain small business requirements that we have, so we're always looking for partners.
And Strange has a personal interest in working with veteran-owned businesses.
Because I am a veteran.
She served in the Navy and the Army National Guard. Convention organizers say about a quarter of the businesses in attendance last year got more than $560 million in federal contracts. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.